Welcome to episode 20 of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming at you from Tuscola, Texas, headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, I'm your host, Trey Gibson. Well, guys, I can't tell y'all just how excited I am. We hit the big 2-0 today. For all of you out there that are wondering, why in the world is this guy who talks about parenting wearing this weird vest that looks like something that belongs on military personnel? I will get to that here in just a minute. Our topic for today is a rally call to men. Before we get into that, let's do some real quick housekeeping. Guys, I want you guys to consider this, sharing this on Facebook and Twitter. Retweet this on Twitter, share it on Facebook with comments, guys. This is particularly an episode that I want to get out there to men. You ladies are fully welcome to hear this. I want y'all to hear this as well. But this is my rally call to men today. Also, guys, consider subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher. iTunes, obviously, is the free program that you can download these podcasts for free and transfer them to your iDevice, like your Apple mobile devices. Or you can also download the Stitcher app for your Android or on your iPhone as well. They have them for both, and that'll allow you to get these podcasts on there as well. Also, consider signing up for the site. What I'm thinking about maybe doing is running a trial. The first 10 members who sign up will get full level 5 memberships is what I'm thinking about doing. I haven't put that together yet, but thank you to everybody who has signed up. If you have already signed up, yes, you will be considered as a part of those 10 once I figure out what I'm going to do with that. Also, guys, consider signing up for the FPN newsletter. Now, you also notice in the upper right-hand corner up there, you can actually sign in to this account now with Facebook, so you don't even have to enter in any new information and registration and whatnot. And then also, you can put yourself on the FPN newsletter, so that way you'll get updates as to when these are posted and you have new content. Keeps you some time and saves you from having to come back over and over and over. So, let's get into our topic today. I'm actually really fired up to do our topic today. This is probably one of the single most passionate things that I get into. I'm talking, I get fired up about our topic today for reasons that you'll see why here in just a second. So first off, what am I wearing here? This is just what is called a plate carrier. What it is just a carrier that the military use. They insert plates in here that have ballistic plates that stop bullets, depending on what kind of caliber it is and what rating it is, safety rating it is. It'll stop anything from pistols. Some of the higher ESAPI plates will stop up to like rifle fire. They wear these because they can put their pouch systems anywhere they want to, holsters, whatever else they want to, all over it, and then carry those plates in it as well. I have this because I used to play a sport called Airsoft. I got it at Airsoft a few years ago, so that way I could start focusing in on being an actual shooter, and or at least I've always been one, but focus my money in on being an actual shooter. Kept this, and I've always loved it. Why am I wearing it today? I'm wearing it today as a walking, living testament that you can be a nurturing, loving, caring, kind, sweet, tender father without giving up the smallest piece of your masculinity. You can be the daddy who picks up your kiddos when they have their boo-boos. You can be the daddy that holds them when they're crying. You can be the daddy that listens to them when boyfriends or girlfriends break up to him. You can do all of those things and never sacrifice the masculinity that you have. Here's one thing that I'll tell you. The more that I have become this with my kids, I did not start out this way with my kids. I did not start out, I love you. I didn't start out that way, guys. I mean, I treated babies like they were the dirty diaper themselves. I didn't like to touch them. I didn't like to be around them. I just didn't like kids. And I chose to grow in my parenting skills. I began to research, just like I do anything else out there. The minute that I began doing this, I began to research what other kind of parenting is. When I found out my first baby was coming, I looked up, just like I would if I was buying a car. I went out and researched every freaking thing that I could find. I researched different styles, different techniques, how to punish. I mean, I went and looked up everything that I could because I knew I was in over my head when I first walked into it. And I found that there was all this good information. So I began to learn it, and I began to put it into practice, and I began to use it with my kids. And one of the things that it told me was that several different places had good results with was to have a relationship with my kids that is affectionate, that is tender, that is kind, that is gentle, that is gentle, gentle touch with them. and to do all those things. And I'm looking every single one of you men in the eyes right now, and I'm telling you this. Ever since I have done that, I have had no more desire to wear pink clothes than I ever have had before. No desire to do it any more than before. Even when my wife buys me a pink shirt and hangs it up in my closet over here, I still don't like to wear it. Now, I'm not hating on you guys that wear pink shirts. That's not the purpose here. I'm not saying if you wear pink that you're not masculine. That's not my point here. To all of you guys that are getting offended, it's not what I'm trying to say. I actually admire guys that can wear pink. I'm impressed. I really seriously am. But the more that I get into this, the more nurturing that I become as a daddy, I am finding that I am not losing any more of my masculinity. As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, I find that it actually augments it. I find that when I'm able to touch base with that gentle side of me, that kind, caring daddy, what I actually find is that I easily and more easily can express my masculinity. I can be more of a man in those cases. But I think our society has pushed this idea that if you become that kind of daddy, you're one of those soft, fluffy, floofy, frou-frou men do things, you know, that wear t-shirts with, you know, blazers over them, right? Nothing wrong with that. And I wear t-shirts with blazers over it too, so don't hear me say that as being like you're a horrible thing if you do that, because that's not the point here. But I think sometimes we conceptualize that kind of parent as, well, I don't want to be that blazer. It is very much so possible to be the loving, gentle, kind, caring daddy who picks up their kids when they've fallen, who comforts them when they're hurting, who goes in their rooms at night when they're scared to death because of a shadow. You can be every much of those and still sit down and watch football in the afternoon. You can still be the daddy who, when they come home because little so-and-so called them fat or whatever else, who talks to them, who calms them down, lets them curl up beside them and cry when they need to, and still, you can walk outside and smoke a cigar later. And yet, our society has told us we're not supposed to do that. What is our job as men? This is what we're told. You go out, you provide for your family. That is a noble thing. I am not making light of that, and I want to tell some of you men out there who are doing that, I am proud of you for getting out there, for working hard, and in many cases doing a job you hate. So that way you can bring home food, shelter, clothing, PlayStation 3s, whatever it is. I admire you and I thank you for working hard for your family. Because there's a lot of men out there that ain't doing that, and thank you. However, that is not enough. That is not all that your kids are looking for. Your kids don't just need those basic physical needs met. They need their daddy. They need the daddies to step up to the plate. So that is why the topic for today is this. Where are the daddies at? Where are those strong men who love their children so much and would do anything for them? Anything also means that sometimes you gotta love on them, and you gotta be gentle, and you gotta be kind, and you gotta curb that temper every so often when you just wanna just, you know, that's why I just, you know, thank goodness I got short hair because I can't pull it out, right? But you gotta curb those in. Where are the men who are ready to pick up their kids and scoop them up when they fall and jack up their knee? I don't mind if you want to throw a little dirt on it, right? That makes it better. That's fine, I get that. But where are the daddies who are ready to step up to the plate? I'll promise you this, you won't lose your masculinity. Here's what I will promise you. If you've got a kid who's rebellious and defiant and resists you, more than likely there might be a connection there. That lack of relationship combined. Remember, we talked about it as a bank account. You make those deposits in, you do good things, you know, right? You build that up. Then you take, you know, withdrawals out whenever you do negative things with them, right? So if I've told my, you know, if I've just been so emotionally mean to my wife right here and I'm down here and I say, hey, go make me a sandwich, what happens? she's probably not going to do it. My wife doesn't have low self-esteem, so she's probably not going to go do it, right? It's the same thing with kids. If we're operating down here, and we tell them, you're grounded, hey, you're grounded, blah, hey, we're taking your cell phone away, right? We don't often get the results that we're wanting from our kids. So what do you have to do? You got to build that bank account up as big as you possibly can. Even we daddies have to do that. One of the best ways to do it is follow my philosophies that I'm talking about on here. It will more than likely be difficult. Like I was saying earlier, if you've got that resistant kid that is just a pain in the butt, it's probably going to be hard. It's probably going to be real hard. But you know what? Most of the best things that I've ever identified in this life, they come with a lot of work. And our kids are no different. But here's what I promise you. If you will put together a lot of effort and energy at the start of doing this new way, then what you'll find is that later down the road, once these things have taken place, once these have become a habit in your family, you will find that it is remarkably, remarkably easy. We have incredibly well-behaved kids. Incredibly well-behaved kids. That's not to say they can't be turds sometimes. My kids can act like turds too. I act like a turd sometimes. That's a part of the human condition, right? We mess up, we screw up, we do and say things we shouldn't. And my kids are no different. They have their mess ups, but I'm going to tell you this. 9.5 times out of 10, they are acting respectful and polite, and they are courteous and kind. And my oldest, who is still in my house, is 5. And she is so, they are just amazing. My 2-year-old is polite. So why am I all saying this? What's the connect there? I realized that I could either continue doing what I had been doing already, which was being a crappy dad, being uninvolved, being disconnected, having the mindset of, I'm just going to have to go out and make bacon, and that's all they need. I either could keep that mentality, or I could make a change and say, my kids need more from me. Because I looked at the evidence and found that when daddies are out of the house, and I'm not talking about physically, that's one way for them to be out of the house, but that's not what I'm talking about in this case. When daddies are out of the house emotionally and mentally, when they come straight home and they ignore the kids, and they go curl up in their office, or they sit in front of the TV, or they go outside and start working, or maybe they stay at the office until the kids are in bed all the time, when we are missing, all the evidence points that kids act a fool. They go crazy. They twist off. Your kiddos need you, daddies. They need you. And it is time for we daddies to step up to the plate. Because when we do, I'll promise you this. If you will practice these things genuinely. Now, I'm not making unauthentic promises here. Like, oh, if you just practice for $9.95, blah, that's not my guarantee that I'm making here. If you will practice these things that we're talking about in the fullest effect with genuineness, great things happen. I won't tell you again. I won't tell you that it's easy sometimes. But if you can just preload the work at the front, it starts to get easier. But daddies, your kids need you. Where are my daddies who are ready to scoop their kids up when they've fallen? Where are my daddies who are willing to get up at night and comfort and bring the kiddos back down? Where are the daddies? This message is a rally call for the daddies who are ready to step up to the plate. Family Podcast Network is a great place to do it. I've put together a series of information that works for women, but has been tested on men. And you can do it without sacrificing a single thing. You can keep doing your hunting. You can keep do your sports watch. You can keep doing your CNN. You can keep smoking your cigars. You can still have a glass of brandy or whiskey or whatever else. You can do these things and still be that effective daddy. All I'm asking is step up to the plate. So this is my rally call to all you men out there. Are you here? Are you ready? Can you step up to the plate? Because it's a tough game. Well, that's all we've got for today, guys. As always, thank you for joining this episode of the Family Podcast Network. Take time, look around at the site, take a look at some of the stuff that I've got out there, book lists that are out there, backtrack on some of these podcasts, and build up into it. If it says with this tag in the category, parenting philosophy, that's a great place to start. The parenting philosophy is the core, and then we're going to build everything else up on top of that foundation of parenting philosophy. A great place to start is, you don't have time to hit all 20 episodes right now, just hit the ones that say parenting philosophy, because those are the important ones. Take time to get in there and check those out. Consider becoming a member, guys. As always, the more that we can get that will join as members, the more money that I have to put more money back into this site and grow and improve it. My goal right now is to not take any money from this. It is about putting it right back into this site and promoting and developing and creating and coming up with more ways that I can bring more stuff to you guys that is not boring and is insightful. So consider becoming a member with us, guys. I've got a membership page up there. Again, I'm thinking I may take the first 10 subscribers and maybe make you guys honorary members for being the first 10. So consider that. Again, if you have already joined at this point, you will become one of those honorary members at the start. You will be counted in that 10. Guys, I want to say thank you for joining us today. Remember, it is all about the relationships. It is possible to have a really, 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 really good one with your kid. And when we can get that, all the rest of this stuff slots into place much easier. Guys, I appreciate you joining me today, and I hope you guys have a good week, and we'll see you at the next podcast.